Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda So, reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, 195 to 199. Okay. I guess we'll read together. We can chant together. Vishva sakaraha tumi amara vachane punarati tu bhavana na kariharmane. Translation, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then assured the brahmana, have faith in my words and not burden, and do not burden your mind any longer with misconception. So there we're continuing this pastime that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taking lunch at the house of one brahmana. And when he got there, the brahmana had not even started cooking because this brahmana was in the ecstasy of, well, he was in ecstasy over the pastimes of Lord Ramchandra. That first he was saying that how we can cook when we can't get the ingredients. We're in the living in the forest like that. And then he expressed his displeasure that Sita's been kidnapped by Ravana. So how can I eat? So Lord Chaitanya explained to him that no, Sita can never be kidnapped by Ravana. That's not possible. So translation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then assured the brahmana, have faith in my words and do not burden your mind any longer with this misconception. Purport is, this is the process of spiritual understanding. Akintya kalu de bhava natam sarkina yojayat. We should not try to understand things beyond our material conception by argument and counter-argument. Mahajano yena katha sapantaha. We have to follow in the footsteps of great authorities coming down in the parampara system. If we approach a bona fide acharya and keep faith in his words, spiritual realization will be easy. Is that yasya deve para bhaktir yata deve tata garo yasya ite kapita yata prakashante mahatmana. Prakashante mahatmana means that everything becomes manifest to someone who has yato bhaktir, the yasya deve para bhaktir. If we have devotion for the Supreme Lord, yata deve tata garo. And similarly, faith and devotion for one's spiritual master, then easily the prakashante mahatmana becomes. This is not some kind of what is called empiric study. Simply by reading some book or by academic study, one cannot understand transcendental subject matters. Achintya kalu de bhavana tam tarkena yojaya. Tarkena means by argument and logic like that. So one cannot understand spiritual transcendental subject matters. There's one verse we're singing, Divya Gyan Vrita Prakashita. Guru Prabhupada, maybe the last lecture I heard Srila Prabhupada give in Bombay before he went to Vrindavan. He was speaking on this little bit. The spiritual master infuses spiritual knowledge within the heart of the disciple. Divya Gyan Kriya Prakashita. So anyway, text 196. Together, Prabhura Bhachane Vipra Haya Vishpa Bhojana Karila Haya Jivanana Ah. Although the Brahmana was fasting, he had faith in the words of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and accepted food. In this way, his life was saved. 197. Tare Asasya Prabhu Karila Daman Kritamalaya Sana Karila Kayadurasan. After thus assuring the Brahmana, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu proceeded further into southern India and finally arrived at Durvasana, where he bathed in the river Kritamala. Presently, the Kritamala River is known as the River Bhagai or Bhagai. This river has three tributaries named Surali, Varaha Nadi and Bhaktila Gundi. The river Kritamala is also mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 11, text 11.539. Text 198. Durvasani Raghunate Kaila Darasan Mahendra Shaila Parashramera Kaila Vandan. At Durvasana, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited the temple of Lord Ramchandra, and on the hill known as Mahendra Shaila, he saw Lord Parashuram. Purport in Durvasana, or Darbashayan, now known as Tirupuli Pulani, which is 7 miles east of Ramnad, there is a temple of Lord Ramchandra. The hill known as Mahendra Shaila is near Tirunelveli, and at the end of this hill is a city known as Tiruchendu. West of Mahendra Shaila is the territory of Tribhankura. There is mention of Mahendra Shaila in the Ramayana. So Darbashayan, Darba means a type of grass, and Shayan means to lie down or sleep like that. So this is the place that Lord Ramchandra, wherein, as you know the story of Lord Ramchandra, the Ramayana, after Sita was kidnapped by Ravana, they sent the monkey armies out to find where he had taken her. So they found out, Hanuman found out that Ravana had taken her to Lanka. So they all went down to that. They came to the ocean because Hanuman had jumped over the ocean some long distance. And at this place, Darbashayana, is the place where, first of all, Vibhishan came there. Vibhishan had dared to advise his brother Ravana that he should return Sita. And for this reason, Ravana exiled Vibhishan. He said he didn't want to kill him. It was his brother, so he went into exile. He took a few of his associates with him, and he came before Ramchandra at this place, Darbashayana, or Durvasana. And that's also the place where Lord Ramchandra said that if someone once surrenders to me, that I will accept him and always take care of him. And then later on, I think it was Vibhishan, perhaps, he advised Lord Ramchandra that you should do some austerities and pray to the ocean for some means how to cross the ocean. So Darbashayan means for 3 days he was lying on this Darba grass and doing austerities so to find out some way how to cross the ocean. That's why it's called Darbashayan. So text 199, You can repeat after me, please. Setu bande asi kaila danus kirte snan.
Setu bande asi kaila danus kirte snan.
Setu bande asi kaila danus kirte snan. Rameshwara de kitaha karila vishram. Rameshwara de kitaha karila vishram. Setu bande asi kaila dhanush kirta snan. Rameshwara de kitaha karila vishram. Setu Bande Asi. Coming to Setu Bande. Kaila did Tanhu Tirte Snan, bathing at the holy place known as Danush Tirte. Rameshwara Deki, visiting the holy place Rameshwara. There. Karila Visham took rest. Translation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then went to Setu Bandha, Rameshwara, where he took his bath at the place called Danush Tirtha. From there he visited the Rameshwara temple and then took rest. Purport. The path from Mandapam through the ocean to the island known as Pambam consists partly of sand and partly of water. The island of Pambam is about 17 miles long and 6 miles wide. On this island, 4 miles north of Pambam Harbor, is Setu Bandha, where the temple of Rameshwara is located. This is a temple of Lord Shiva, and the name Rameshwara indicates that he is a great personality whose worshipful deity is Lord Ram. So this is this Rameshwara sometimes is misunderstood by the Shaivites. The Shaivites may misunderstand Ram. Of course, it's Ram. Ishwara means controller or Lord. So they can misinterpret Rameshwara to mean the Lord of Ram. But here, Srila Prabhupada correctly explains that it indicates that he's a great personality, his worshipful deity is Lord Ram. They say that Lord Ramchandra worshipped Lord Shiva, so therefore Shiva is superior. But as we mentioned here earlier, that he at Darbasayan, he worshipped the ocean. So does that make the ocean the supreme? Not possible. Anyway, thus the Lord Shiva found in the temple of Rameshwara is a great devotee of Lord Ramchandra. It is said, Devi Patanam Arabhya Kachehu Setu Bandhanam. After visiting the temple of the goddess Durga, one should go to the temple of Rameshwara. In this area, there are 24 different holy places, one of which is Danush Tirtha, located about 12 miles southeast of Rameshwara. It is near the last station of the South Indian Railway, a station called Ramnad. It is said that here, on the request of Ravana's younger brother, Vibhishan, Lord Ramchandra destroyed the bridge to Lanka with his bow while returning to his capital. It is also said that one who visits Dhanushtirtha is liberated from the cycle of birth and death, and that one who bathes there gets all the fruitive results of performing the yajna known as Agni Shtoma. Om Ajnana Timaran Vasya Gyananjana Savakaya Chakshurun Ritam Dina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Nuna Bhutale Swayam Rupa Karam Vayam Tatu Sata Parantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Shri Mati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharani Nirvasesha Shunyavadi Paschatta Dishtarni Panchakalpa Trubhisha Kripa Sindhubhivacha Patitanam Pavanipyo Vaishnavipyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shrivasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is not what I've understood. I mean, it's also mentioned that these places that are visited by Lord Chaitanya that are described here by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, they're not in chronological order. The topography is not exactly perfect like that. It's actually, of course, here, I think I was seeing in the chapter summary, it has slightly different accounts here of this particular section. It says that on the hill known as Mahendra Shaila, the Lord saw Parashram. Then the Lord went to Saishabandhan and took his bath at Dhanushtirtha. He also visited Rameshwar. Anyway, the point is that then the Lord took his bath at the river Krittamala. Krittamala River is here because he finally arrived at Durvasana, where he bathed at the river Krittamala. It's not exactly next to each other like that, at least according to what I've seen. But the point is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as in the beginning of his travels to South India, the description of the beginning of his travels to South India in the chapter 7, I just wanted to review that because it's very interesting here that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it's actually described that in the Adi Lila, chapter 7, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to preach the Sankirtan movement of love of God throughout the entire world, and therefore during his presence he inspired the Sankirtan movement. Specifically, he sent Rupa Goswami to Vrindavan and Nityananda to Bengal, and he personally went to South India. In this way, he kindly left the task of preaching his cult and the rest of the world to the International Society of Krishna Consciousness. The members of this society must always remember that if they stick to the regulative principles and preach sincerely according to the instructions of the Acharyas, surely they will have the profound blessings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and their preaching work will be successful everywhere throughout the world. That's the last verse of the Adi Lila, chapter 7. So anyway, in the description of South Indian tour, it says, in this way, as empowered where we should start. There are people from different villages who came to see such an empowered individual would become like him. This is after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu talks with what's his name? Forma Brahman? No, no. Anyway, the description is there that how he converted the entire South India. In this way, as empowered men went from one village to another, all the people of South India became devotees. Thus, many hundreds of people became Vaishnavas when they passed the Lord on the way and were embraced by them. In whatever village Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed to accept alms, many people came to see him. By the mercy of the Supreme Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all these people became first-class devotees. Later, they became teachers or spiritual masters and liberated the entire world. So, and it says, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not manifest his spiritual potencies at Navadvip, but he did manifest them in South India and liberated all the people there. So, this is actually, I didn't have that much time to prepare for this class, but I found a very interesting article here that I've been also encouraged to read. I want to read this something about this activity of Lord Chaitanya in South India. It says, this is from the Harmonious magazine, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. From the writing in this article, it's quite apparent that he wrote this article. Some of his disciples wrote some of the other articles, but you can tell that he wrote this one, I think. According to the testimony of Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, the most illustrious author of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, embodying the authentic account of his transcendental activities, the Supreme Lord Sri Chaitanya visited most of the holy Tirthas of South India during 1510-1511 AD. Srila Kaviraj Goswami is careful to state that the Supreme Lord exerted the power of his mercy even more bounteously in the south than in Navadvip itself. Whatsoever person he came across during the whole course of his sojourn was made a Vaishnava and was infused the power of the Guru and commanded to instruct all people in the religion of pure devotion to Krishna by imparting to them the name of Krishna. In this manner, says Kaviraj Goswami Prabhu, the entire population of South India were made Vaishnavas. Empiric historians affect to regard these statements of Srila Kaviraj Goswami as the mere eulogies of a staunch partisan. Even honest persons who have the deepest regard for the author of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita fail to understand how all trace and even memory of the conversions wrought by the Supreme Lord can have disappeared so completely from all those parts of the country within such a short period. Nowadays, the importance of a religion is calculated by the numerical strength of its professed followers. This is one of the ordinary reasons why a religion is always very particular that its followers should use its distinctive ceremonials and external marks. It is a common enough sentiment that impels even cultured persons to be consciously opposed to open compliance with the rituals of a creed that is not his own. Some of it's pretty hard to understand, to follow, but it's very interesting how he goes on. Actually, he says that the point of Krishna consciousness is not so much to change the world, but to change one's outlook of the world. That is not. That is the actual purpose of Krishna consciousness. That one, we were preaching in India, so I'm going to did some life membership program, and we used to meet some of the richest people of India like that, especially in Bombay. Very prominent, wealthy people would come to the temple there, and we were taking them around and showing them the different parts of the temple and explaining like this and that. And anyway, when we used to meet them in their offices, we would tell them that Krishna consciousness is not something that we have to change our occupation. It's not that you're a businessman. We're not telling that you should change your occupation. Just like the example is there that of Arjuna at the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, he was a warrior, and at the end he was a warrior. No change in activities. And at the same time, Duryodhana was also a warrior and Arjuna was a warrior. The consciousness was completely different. So the whole point of Krishna consciousness is not, I don't know if I can find that. There's so many interesting points here. It's very hard to follow some things. Just There is nothing very extraordinary, rationally speaking, in chanting the name of Krishna in the company of bona fide devotees. It is the simplest conceivable form of worship in which a number of persons can actually and fully join. It is possible to induce other people to join in the function by substituting the names Allah and Jesus in the place of Krishna. But even so, there are not a few persons who, although they put up with much in their own religion that is regarded as conventional, will refuse to repeat a new name in company as being nothing short of a silly performance instead of being the highest religion. The name of Krishna on the lips of the Supreme Lord had the power of making all persons who heard realize the truth of whom they had been told by the scriptures. This was a most marvelous experience. In this iron age, it is only the name of Krishna appearing on the lips of a bona fide sadhu who can lift the conditioned soul to the plane of the absolute. As a matter of fact, even the scriptures also can only faintly express the personality of Godhead. The mere study of the scriptures can convey no full knowledge of the absolute as substantive entity, but the name Krishna has power to put a person on the absolute plane and endow the words of the revealed scriptures with their living meaning. So this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there's described at Sankirtanaika Pitaro, that he's the father of the Sankirtan movement. He inaugurated to spread the Sankirtan movement to all throughout the whole world. And I read earlier that the entire world, he deputed different persons to different places, and Srila Prabhupada said that he left the rest of the world for the members of ISKCON. So this is our great fortune. We had the opportunity to engage. There's lots of service to be done. And the service means Sankirtan movement. If someone wants to satisfy the Lord, he has to engage in the Sankirtan movement. Jagyai Sankirtana Prayer, Jantu Hisumedasa. That is the best use of intelligence. That is the symptom of good intelligence, Sumedasa, that one engages in preaching the glories of the Sankirtan movement somehow or other. If he cannot go out directly himself, he can help those, support those that do, but somehow or other that Prahlad Maharaj, he didn't approve of people that simply engage in spiritual life on their own. That is prayena deva muniya svavimukta kama. That he said that there's many saintly persons, they go and they hide in some place. They perform their spiritual activities in seclusion. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur also disapproved of such activity. Dushtamana, tumi kishera Vaishnava, what kind of Vaishnava are you that you go to some secluded place? Nirjanera Gade, you know, that you go to perform your bhajan in some secluded place, imitating Srila Haridas Thakur. So this process of Sankirtan, this can be contrasted with the effects of here. We were going to say something more about this Rameshwar temple. It's actually, Rameshwaram is one of the four dhams, Char Dham, the four main holy places of India. This Rameshwar temple that we're reading today about, that Lord Chaitanya visited. Jagannath Puri, Badrinath, Dwarka, and Rameshwar are the four Char Dham in the four corners of India. Four holy places is the one I didn't visit. Rameshwar. Described as the temple is a very wonderful temple. Of course, this is the far southeastern corner of India that was on his way to Lanka, as we mentioned, that Lord Ramchandra performed austerities here and worshipped Shiva in the ocean like that. And he built this bridge to Lanka on the request of the Bhishma to destroy the bridge like that. But the temple there is a very wonderful temple. It's actually distinctive with its corridors and pillars like that. It has the longest corridor of any temple in the world. It says the longest temple corridor in India. The corridor is 9 meters high and 17 to 21 feet wide. There are 1,212 pillars in the north and south corridors. And the, there's a 1,220 meter or 3,700 feet long beautiful corridor which goes around the temple. This is the four directions around it like that. So it's, like 3/4 of a mile practically around the temple. And the pillars are very beautiful. If you look it up on the internet or something, you can see the pillars that have been painted. When they're painted, it's very beautiful. Very impressive sight. Okay. Time? So anyway, this is a very wonderful article. One of the most familiar tenets of Vaishnavism acquaints us with the significant fact that it is impossible for one to know a Vaishnava except by the mercy of the latter. If the external marks and regular performance of the rituals recommended by the scriptures can make one a Vaishnava, then the process could indeed be handed down from father to son intact. But one person may scrupulously perform all these affairs and continue to be a non-Vaishnava, while another may omit them wholesale and yet be a genuine Vaishnava. So we're not, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur had, for some time in Jagannath Puri when he was magistrate there, he didn't wear tilak or kanti mala, neck beads. And he was actually one Vaishnava there didn't appreciate that, and he didn't attend his meetings and his discussions. And he got some reaction to that, actually, because Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he explained to him later that, how can I wear these things? I haven't been initiated yet by a spiritual master. I haven't found a spiritual master. So, as mentioned there, it's not external things that are make one a Vaishnava, that simply by performing some type of rituals, that one has to actually have faith and devotion. That just like Arjuna, he said that sarvam etad bhutam manye. He said, I accept everything that you said in the Bhagavad Gita, that one should actually accept these things and take them to heart, not simply by mechanical performance of the different rituals that we have. Just like here, we have mentioned here Agni Shoma Yajna, that if one bathes at this place, Danush Tirtha, he can get all the fruit of results of performing the yajna known as Agni Shoma. Where is that? So, I tried to find out Agni Shoma, what that was, but I couldn't find out. It's some kind of soma yajna. What the results are, who knows, but you can get some very nice results, of course. But, I think it's another place. Where is that? You know that verse, that one who considers that the performance of these different activities millions of times, if he compares that with the performance of Sankirtan Yajna, he's Sama Dhamma, he'll get punished by Yama. So we want to encourage everyone to engage in the Sankirtan Yajna. That is the recommended yajna for the age of Kali. Yajna is in Kirtana prayer, Jadanti Hisumedasa. Koti is 10 million actually. Yes. So we'll stop there. Someone has any comments or questions? Hare Krishna. Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Jai Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai.